Did I tell you about Damien?
No.
Damien down 112.
No, you didn't.
Well, he had a terrible blow last Tuesday.
I had a lovely blow last Tuesday.
Well, no, you told me all about that. But Damien was in terrible trouble because the people from the ecology, you know, the environmental people come round.
Mm.
And he was just off to the laundrette to take his wife runs down there.
Oh, yeah, I know. He does that every Wednesday, doesn't he?
No, not every Wednesday, every 2 years.
Oh.
He's been wearing his wife runs for about 2 years, you know. Mm. And every 2 years he thinks, well, you know, might as well get them cleaned up, you know, get a proper job done on them.
Get them scraped.
And precisely. Anyway, these people from the Ministry of Environment come round and they said, excuse me, before you take these wife fronts down to the laundromat, we'd like to inspect them.
Why not?
And he thought it was something to do with, you know, Britain going decimal, but it wasn't. And they looked in these wife fronts and, fuck me, they discovered this endangered species. I found the only two living examples of the barking toad.
The barking toad?
Yeah, everybody thought the barking toad was extinct, but no, there was two of them in Damien's wife ranch.
Was it the barking and Romford toad or the...
No, no, it's not called a barking toad because it lives in Barking. It's called the barking toad because it goes woof. And they said, this is an endangered species. And they've been flourishing there. They've been flourishing there because it is exactly the right environment, you know.
Yeah,
because
they
like it humid. They like, you know, plenty of humidity and sort of body temperature, which Damien has, you know. His body is usually body temperature.
Well, if he's got anything, mate, it's body temperature.
He's got body temperature. I'll grant him that.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I've got these barking toads in my wife, Hans. What do I do? And they said, well, we want them to breed, and you'll have to keep these wire fronts on for at least 4 years.
Yeah.
Because we're hoping these two toads will, you know, get the horn and get in the mood and, you know, spawn some more.
But, you see, I heard that...
You know, he's hoping that they'd spawn in his socks, and he has to keep his socks on for the next 2 years.
Blimey.
The man from the Environment Ministry, he thought the reason why these barking toads had taken refuge in Damien's wife fronts was because of the similarity of the bollocks that were hanging there in the first place.
Oh, they'd gone there thinking they could mate with the bollocks.
With the bollocks.
Fucking
shit. And indeed, they had been trying to mate with the bollocks, which, you know, Damien used to wake up in the night thinking, hello, what's going on?
Fucking...
It was barking toads at his bollocks.
Yeah.
But he's got to keep them in there for another 2 years in the hope that they'll spawn. And, you know, the spawn will trickle down to his socks.
Do you
and,
think
you know,
do you think it's possible that the barking toads could, you know, could mate with his bollocks? Because that'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, then you get a species called the web-footed barking bollocks, which would be a new thing, wouldn't it, web-footed barking bollocks. But still, if it's an endangered species, I say fuck 'em.
Right.
I'd like to see every endangered species wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Yeah.
People go, they're all moaning on. They say whales are more intelligent than human beings.
Yeah.
Are they? Do you think whales and dolphins are more intelligent than human beings?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
It says so.
Yeah, but they're not. Whales are fucking stupid. Can you mention one whale in the history of mankind that has had a record in the top 10? Can you? Can you mention one whale who's written the equivalent of Othello, Shakespeare, Health and Efficiency? They've produced nothing in the way of literature. All they fucking produced is a load of other whales, and all they eat is fucking plankton, and they call them intelligent. Can you imagine drifting along in the sea with your mouth open with a lot of fucking plankton going in?
Yeah, I can imagine that.
You'd like it, would you? Just drifting around in the sea. And you can't... They're such cunts, they can't even breathe underwater. They have to keep coming up the whole fucking time and spouting. And then some cunt comes on telly and he says, oh, the whale's been wiped out by mankind. Save the fucking whales. Well, during the war, did we notice a lot of whales rallying round and saying, save England? I didn't notice many down my part of the world.
Oh,
I didn't see whales coming up with the Union Jack saying, we'll fight the Bosch. No, they're doing fucking all swimming around the fucking sea, sucking fucking plankton down.
The whales were all Nazis. Fucking... They were at the Nuremberg rallies, mate. They were all whales.
What, they were tried in the Nuremberg trial?
No, they were whales at the rallies. Hitler was talking to whales.
Well, that done make them more intelligent, because Hitler lost, didn't he?